This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Finger Guns. This is your IGN review of Immortals of Avium by Luke Riley. Much like the waistband of MacGyver's trousers, Immortals of Avium is a gun-free zone. This may sound like a peculiar predicament for a first-person shooter to place itself in, but developer Ascendant Studios has made it work. How, you ask? Magic. And I'm not being facetious here, I mean literal barrages of brightly coloured bullets magically blasted from the fingertips of a bloke who really puts the war in Warlock. An unexpected collision of traditional high fantasy adventure with slick FPS action, Immortals of Avium boasts a wonderful backdrop for its classy combat and comes with everything I crave in a modern shooter. It's striking to look at, sturdy to play, and it's strictly single-player only. There are times when Immortals of Avium feels like Wolfenstein with wizards, and others when it feels like Doctor Strange has been airdropped directly into Doom. It's a curious concoction, but it's one that works surprisingly well, and I've particularly enjoyed how different Avium is to anything I've played in recent memory. The firefights are frantic and visually spectacular. The light platforming and puzzle work is generally satisfying, and the world itself is very well crafted. Avium's arcane punk aesthetic is very absorbing and creates a world of interesting extremes. It's a world where magic is ubiquitous and powers highly advanced technology for war-torn societies still living a medieval-inspired lifestyle. This means wild flying machines and mind-bending virtual puzzle rooms juxtaposed against gilded castles and ramshackle timber slums. It's a cool clash of styles, and straddling multiple genres seems to suit Avium's ambitions as a first-person shooter with a twist. We play as Jack, who, in a moment of extreme stress in the opening phase of the story, is suddenly revealed to possess the power of a Triarch, an extremely rare person able to wield the world of Avium's three forms of magic simultaneously. Jack subsequently finds himself drafted into the Everwar, a battle for control over Avium's magic that has been raging for millennia but appears to be barreling towards a catastrophic conclusion. The story specifics get a little lost in the weeds during occasional salvos of fantasy phrases, but it's otherwise easy to follow, and there's a steady cadence of moderate twists to keep it from getting bogged. If you want to get seriously steeped in the lore, there's a lot of optional stuff to dig through, but it definitely isn't required to sufficiently understand what's going on. There are some very elegant ecological and social parables tucked in here too, and I ultimately appreciated the contemporary relevance, and that the story wasn't just spinning its wheels mindlessly. On default difficulty, Avium kept me busy for well over 20 hours to reach the credits. It's nicely paced and strikes a good balance between switching up our surroundings for new locations and returning us to places we've already visited. While there are a few drab and dreary spots, most of Avium's environments are exceptionally good-looking, from its giant lava pools to its icy and jagged crystal caves. The excellent lighting is regularly a strong component of what makes Avium's levels so eye-catching. Jack's list of abilities is, however, impressively long. They're also rationed out until quite deep into the story, meaning that things that might have stumped us hours and hours prior may suddenly make sense. Avium feels a little plain at first when Jack is limited to just his initial basic spell strikes, But as the story progresses, he gains access to far more interesting attacks and abilities. These include things like sticky charges that have a slow motion effect, the ability to hover after a double jump, and a lash that drags enemies in for an easier close quarters kill. Avium is undoubtedly a lot more than a disguised military shooter with finger guns. There's a significant degree of controller gymnastics required to get the most of Avium's combat. I would also say that, as a man with the multitasking abilities of a peanut, it certainly grazes the upper limit to the amount of systems I can effectively juggle at once. At its most hectic, I was nursing multiple ability cooldowns, boosting both my health and my mana levels, switching sigils depending on which enemy poses the most immediate threat, and slinging special spells to deal out the fastest damage I can, all while building my big beam attack. Immortals of Avium is an impressively confident first-person shooter that successfully trades muzzles and magazines for mages and magic. Its fast-paced spellcasting combat is both satisfying to master and spectacular to look at, and it features a lengthy and hearty campaign packed with secrets to keep us going well after the story has wrapped. As someone who desperately hopes that unapologetically single-player shooters will live forever, these immortals have done a great job of making sure they're definitely not dead yet. Immortals of Avium's IGN score: 8. Thanks for listening. My name is Barnaby Chadwick, and for the latest Immortals of Avium updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.